Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third, the right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting second, the second baseman, Mike Ramsey. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth, the right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Mozzilli reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares bunts towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to Forsch covering. Safe. Mozzilli moves to third. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mozzilli scores. Tavares moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tavares scores. There goes Youngblood trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 2-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mozzilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick, who is chasing the ball. Mazzilli reaches third base with a triple. Flynn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a line drive to right field. Youngblood throws towards Tavares. Tavares fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tavares. Swisher moves to second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh bunts towards the mound. Falcone fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. 1 out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-1 in the game. Templeton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Templeton. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Templeton steals second. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to home to get Scott. Templeton moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Templeton scores. Ramsey moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Elliott Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddux hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone is 0-for-1 in the game. Falcone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mazzilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-0 in the game. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. It's 4-3, Cardinals. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Cardinals. John Pacella now pitching. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-2 in the game. Wrights hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher strikes out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Moreno pinch hits for John Pacella. Jose Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsch covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Glynn now pitching. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch is 0-for-1 in the game. Forsch hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Templeton strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramsey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ramsey reaches second base with a double. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Ramsey scores. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. It's 8-3, Cardinals. Bobby Bonds pinch runs for Ted Simmons. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Bonds now playing left field. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Glenn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Forsh hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-3 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonds. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Maddox moves to third. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ed Glenn. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maddox tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Mozzilli moves to second. It's 8-5, Cardinals. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.